The Soldier Behind the Medal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I interviewed a soldier once who had received the Medal of Honor, Sergeant Leroy Petrie. And I felt a little intimidated going in, since to be worthy of the Medal of Honor, you not only have to be very good at what you do, but also be willing to die doing it. Sergeant Petrie explained that his company of Army Rangers was trying to take an enemy compound in Afghanistan when the hidden guns opened up. He was hit by a bullet, and he and his group were knocked to the ground by a grenade. And then he saw another grenade bounce just a foot or so away, the one that would have finished them all, had he not grabbed it and flung it as hard as he could, even as it exploded, taking his hand and part of his arm. He told me he didn't feel anything except the need to protect his buddy, so with his remaining hand, he tied a tourniquet around what was left of his other arm, called for help, and got them out of there. Like most of us, I have never had my courage tested like that, and I have no idea how I'd react or if I'd even be able to go on with the rest of my life. But Sergeant Petrie wears a big smile and is happy to shake your hand with his new mechanical one. And in fact, he said, "Let me show you something my old hand could never do," and rotated his wrist 360 degrees. He is still in the Army, counseling families who get the same news that his parents did the day he was injured. And he has a request that when you meet someone in uniform, a little thumbs up is a good way to let them know that you understand the price they're willing to pay. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.